Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Full House vote on the impeachment of President Trump expected next week. Then if passes as expected, it will head to the Senate. Joining us live in studio this morning, KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matera, along with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Mr. Brown, you see any bumps in the road here?
None whatsoever. As a matter of fact, whether or not it's going to happen is almost an afterthought.
I ask you, how many hours of the 14-hour meeting was it?
Oh, geez.
Did you watch yesterday?
None. None.
I had to work. I have a job.
You didn't miss much. It was the same speeches over and over again.
Okay, so does either
As a matter of fact, it's unscripted.
Well, we did get something new this morning. Martha Roby, the Republican congresswoman from Alabama, brought her kid. So for the first time in American history, we had an impeachment vote with a child sitting in the lap of a sitting member of Congress.
Which means, somebody else is going to one up her tomorrow.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Somebody will bring their dog. They're not going to let the Republicans.
I mean, like the Britons bring the dog when they vote.
Yeah, bring their dog.
But how's this show going? Is it going over with the American people?
No, it's not much of a show at all, Phil. As a matter of fact, most people are not paying it any attention whatsoever. Not that I'm, necessarily connected to everybody, but I run around all day and all. People have stopped saying anything to me about impeachment.
What are they talking to you about?
They're talking to me about theft of goods out of their cars. They're talking to me about the absence of shoppers in downtown San Francisco. They're talking to me about preference the city is showing for people who ride bicycles and do skateboards. They're talking to me about people who hate cars. It's amazing.
Mayor Brown, does everybody you talk to ticked off about something?
They're ticked off about something. And the wonderful part of it is they all think that I am the solution.
They think he's still mayor. Speaking of that, you and Bloomberg.
Yes.
Had a little sit down, a little chat and chew.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was fun, as a matter of fact. He was there for an hour and a half or so. Not at any point did he say, would you help my candidacy?
He doesn't need you.
Oh, that's mean.
That's usually Phil's line. I'm sorry, Phil. I stepped on you there.
That's mean. That was so natural.
And so quick.
Yeah. I'm on my way back to the streets. Where you stand.
I love you. That's
he's
going to
go back and have people that are ticked off. But what was your takeaway?
It was a good visit. He made it very clear that he is focused on trying to make sure that Trump loses in 2020. He wants to make sure first, however, that Nancy Pelosi maintains the speakership and Democrats control the House. His interest in the $100 million to be used for that purpose.
No, he talked about that. Bloomberg is cutting a check. He said cutting a check for $100 million to help Democrats stay and hold on Congress. That's what he's going to do. It's just the start of the check cutting, right?
No question about it. This is a guy that doesn't even think about what it costs. I was amazed. I'm standing there, and man, would I love to take him shopping.
I was going to say, equally important question, does he dress as well as you?
Not even close. And believe me, when he took his sport coat off. He took his blazer off. And the brand of it looked like Joe's a Bay Bank or something.
Mayor Brown, you talk about a harsh comment.
When you've got his money, you can wear anything you want.
There is no question.
Because the only thing that matters is the size of the wallet, and he needs an armored truck to carry that thing around. He spent $60 million just on this first round of advertisements. Is being a billionaire, is he trying to buy the Democratic nomination?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I loved his comment. Why is it that people think there's a problem with people who have money? I think there's a problem with people who are broke, not the people who have money.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.